This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا من يرى
يا من يرى
Allah is pleased with me. He said, what is it that you do, Asad? He says, every night before I go to sleep, I forgive all those who have transgressed against me. All those who have taken away my haqq, I forgive them. All those who have done zulm on me, I forgive them. That is what I do before I go to sleep. This is a man who fought in the battle of Badr. He is a man who took down the superpower of the day in the battle of Qadisiyah. But what is he getting Jannah for? Something which you and me regard as very petty, forgiveness. But the fact of the matter is, Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah will forgive you the way you forgive others. So if you forgive someone half-heartedly, Allah will forgive you half-heartedly. If you forgive someone full-heartedly, completely, Allah will completely forgive you. But the problem with us is, when we have to forgive someone, our ego comes into the question. We don't want to let go of our ego. If I forgive him, I'll come down. My status will come down. Brothers and sisters have not spoken to each other for years. They've broken ties for issues of dunya. Materialistic desires have made brothers and sisters part ways. Materialistic desires have made parents and children part ways. Poor parents don't even know how their children look like. But children have broken ties with their parents. We don't want to forgive. Friends, we don't want to forgive them. Our ego is more important. I request you, my brothers and sisters, we take a 5 minutes break and you all can come back. If you have anyone whom you have not forgiven or someone who did zulm on you, this is a chance. You give them a call and you forgive them. And don't break ties. Renew ties. As Muslims, we need to come together. We need to renew ties. The issue of Islam is most important. Let go of our personal issues. Let go of our personal issues. Our egos are not important in the sight of Allah. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, nothing happens to the person who forgives except that Allah raises his status. You see what happens in Islam? Your status is getting raised. But what are we doing? We are not even forgiving those who have transgressed against us. Go and renew ties. Don't break ties. It's a difficult call. It's a call of breaking your ego. But as Muslims, we need to do that. So this is my request. We give you 5 minutes break, inshallah. If there is someone in your life whom you haven't spoken to for many years, for many reasons, this is the time you give them a call and speak to them and renew ties. And with that, we take a 5 minutes break. Where's Yasir? Okay? Inshallah, and then we'll come back. 5 minutes break. Alright? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.